弟兄姐妹平安。
Good morning, brothers and sisters.
I've been thoroughly blessed this morning with the worship and the songs as we lift our hearts to God.
当我们在敬拜的时候，我们的心被神的爱所充满，我们真是真是很荣幸。
And this morning, as we sang these songs, our hearts are lifted to the great God that we worship.
今天早上我们在赞美主的时候，我们的心都是在仰望，交托给神。
And our thoughts are focused to the psalm that was read in Psalm chapter 8.
我们的注意力也是在我们刚刚读过的这篇诗篇第八篇。
Shall we turn to chapter 8 of Psalms again?
我们再回到诗篇第八篇。
It says, O Lord, our God,How majestic is your name in all the earth.
耶和华我们的主啊，你的名在全地何其的美。
We are going to discuss and think about what is the meaning of this word. A rare word that is hardly used by many preachers, Bible commentators, and even in Bible dictionaries.
我们今天来讲一讲这个词啊，威严这个词。这个词在很多的神学的教材或者是神学家的讨论当中都不是经常讲的。
It's a word quite familiar in its meaning to most of us in Asia.
这个意思对于我们来自于亚洲背景的人来说其实很不陌生。
To the Jew, it was no problem.
也是没有问题去理解它。
After all, they were Orientals too.
就是犹太人也是能够理解，因为他们也是东方人。
They had kings, queens, emperors, and great rulers.
我们的东方有很多的国王、皇帝，有很多皇族，就很多统治地上的人。
And the way we address them has a different set of vocabulary altogether.
我们在称呼这些有皇位、有权威的人，有用不同的字眼来称呼他们。
And the Jews also had a set of vocabulary to use this word majesty to God as well as to men.
犹太人他们在用这个词的时候，又是在专门是指有关于神的威严。
And so we're going to consider how great is our God.
我们今天来考虑一下，我们神是怎么样一位伟大的神。
So let us look again, O Lord, our Lord.How majestic is your name in all the earth?
我们看一下耶和华我们的主啊，你的名在全地何其的美。
Actually, in English, the majesty goes to the name of God.
其实在英文当中，这个威严是神的名字。
But in our understanding, it is directly attributed to God.
在我们的理会当中，它其实是神的本质。
But he is so holy and so...greater than our imaginations that even to utter his name is unworthy of us.
神的名字是如此的圣洁，是如此的配得，就是真正用他这个名字都会是真正是对神是有冒犯。
So he is addressed not in his name but as an address.
所以说他的名字我们不会用他的名字，而是会用一种称呼。
So hereWe find that in America, the word majesty is a bit strange.
在美国，这个词 majesty 这个威严这个词是用的时候，其实比较奇怪。
Because in the history of America, people were running away from the tyranny and the maltreatment in the hands of unjust majesties, kings and emperors.
因为在美国的历史上其实是美国的人民是要逃避。在英国统治下面的一些他们皇族的一些很残暴的手段。
So it was not in their vocabulary.
所以对于他们来说，这个威严这个词他们是不用的。
It is not in the American Constitution.
这个也不是也在美国的这个宪法里边是找不到的。
But when they want to talk about majesty or in its adjectival form, majestic, they will say the nature, like the Rocky Mountains, so majestic.
当他们用这个majestic 这种词作为一个形容词来用的话，他们其实用在自然的自然境界上面。
When George Bush was giving a speech after the victory of Desert Storm, he told on the TV that his experience was majestic.
当老布什在第一次海湾战争结束以后，他在讲到这个战争的胜利的时候，他说他的经历是majestic.
So to get an idea of what majesty means, that feeling of greatness, of royalty, of splendor and power.
当我们要想一想这个威严里边的很多伟大的很多这个辉煌的这个意义的时候。
Many Americans have to travel to Europe or Japan or places where there are kings and queens still alive today.
很多的美国人必须要到欧洲或者到日本那些现在还有这种帝制还有皇帝的地方才能够感受到这个威严的真正的含义。
In the Hebrew, there are many words.
在希伯来语里边有很多很多字。
Almost seven of them.
大概有七个这样的字来代表威严。
In the New Testament, there are two words that are used by three authors.
在新约里边有两个词，但是有三个作者这样用。
Some were referred to the human kings and emperors.
在诗篇里边就是会写到是人的一些皇帝或者国王。
And I asked one scholar recently before I came who knew the several ancient languages of the Old Testament. He said, anywhere where it talks about the splendor, the glorious splendor of God, majesty can be used.
我在来这之前我问过一位学者他对我的解释就是说在任何时候我们讲到神威严的一些荣美这个词在都可以用来在神的身上。
So now I think you can understand what I'm trying to get.
所以现在也许你们可以知道我要今天所要讲的。
The question is how great is our God?
但问题是神是怎么样一位伟大的神。
And when we worship and when we think of him, how great is he?
当我们在敬拜他，在我们在想到他的时候，我们会认为他是怎么样一位伟大的神。
So we have. Okay. I will speak of the glorious honor of the Majesty.
我要默念你威严的，我要传讲你威严的荣美。
This has several meanings.
不同语言里面有不同的字。
I found even in Chinese there are several words too.
在中文里面也有好几个不同的字。
So it depends what you're going to use. Sometimes it's longer than just one word.
有的时候呢是超过一个字。
In the book of Ezra and Nehemiah, Daniel, you'll find even in Esther.When they address to kings, it is more than just one word.
就是在一些在以斯拉或者是以斯帖或者丹尼尔这些旧约的书里边讲到皇帝的时候都用不同的字。
Okay, let's try to find its meaning also again.
我们再来看一看它的意思。
It was addressed to kings and emperors.
是对一个国王或者皇帝的一个称谓。
It describes God's glory.
也是描述上帝的荣耀
and God's great address handiwork
和他所做的奇妙的工
at the transfiguration when Jesus was revealed as the glorious one it was explained as majesty
当我们圣经里面讲到耶稣高山变相的时候他这个荣耀的大光时候
And when they were seen, and when the disciples saw,
当他的门徒看到这个高山变相的时候
he was referred to as majesty in Hebrews and in 1 Peter.
在彼得一书里边，他是说就是讲当时耶稣是极大的荣光。
It speaks of royalty, splendor, glory, power.
就是讲到就是有一个皇就是国王的地位，讲的是很辉煌的荣耀。 和这个当时他的加冕的这个时候。
We have here a picture. I suppose you know where this picture was taken.
你们也许可以猜到这个拍照片的地方。
Here is a king and a queen here.
这里有一位国王，有一位王后。
And the royalties of the Taj Mahal at the background.
这后面是王妃陵、太妃陵。
And one of the British writer wrote about the wonder of the majesty of the courts of Shah Jahan, the emperor who built this mausoleum.
有一次，一位英国的作家他在描述在就是建这位就是建这个陵的这位印度的国王的时候。
He said that when kings and other princes and ambassadors came to meet the great emperor Shah Jahan, they came well dressed, all prepared with their gifts, and whatever they were going to present, they came to pay homage to him.
他说，当王公贵族很多外国的使者，他们来到这里，这来朝见这位印度的国王的时候，他们带着很多的礼物，穿着很华丽的衣服。
But before they came to the throne room, which is on the other side, there was a big hall, almost as big as this.
但是呢，他们要到这个国王那个加冕的这个房间的时候，里边前面有一个很长的长廊，他们必须要经过。
And they had to pass through this room as it was like a waiting lounge, waiting room.
这个长廊就像一个很长的一个会客室一样。
And that hall was filled with perfume mist.
这个会客厅里边，它又有很多就是香水的一些气息在里面。
And as they pass through that room, they will come in front of the throne room, in front of the emperor, with good dress, well awake and well scented.
所以当他们来到皇帝的面前的时候，他们身上已经带满了这个从这个长廊里边而来的身上的香气。
And when they come, they will do homage to him.
所以他们来的话就会向皇帝下拜。
They dare not look up. They cannot look eye to eye to the emperor.
他们不能够眼睛直视这位皇帝。
And here was that British man realizing they didn't have like this in England.
这位英国的作家他就意识到在英国没有这样的礼仪。
And he saw what royalty really meant in those days.
他才意识到在那个时候什么样叫真正的皇族。
I think we see these in movies nowadays.
我们现在只能在电影里面能够看到。
Especially in Chinese movies, historical movies.
特别是讲到中国古代的一些宫廷的电影里面。
The splendor of the courts, the colorful and royal emblems.
就是讲到这个，看到那个在宫廷里边一些华美的一些图案。
And when they come into the presence of the emperor, it is not an ordinary room.
他们来朝见皇帝的时候，他们所要进去的不是一间很普通的房子。
And they will not look up to look eye to eye to the one they are going to speak to.
他们也不敢抬头直视他们所要来见的这一位。
That idea of majesty, the aloofness, the greatness, the distance between the common person and the great high king.
这个就是这种威严所表现出来是高高在上的和平常人不一样的一个很伟大的一个。
That picture has been revived nowadays because at one time it was done away with in China, but now it's being revived again.
就是在中国以前这种场景呢都被废除了，但是现在好像慢慢的又回来了。
In America, it has been revived again.
在美国，它这个也是被恢复了。
Especially in our worship.
包括我们在敬拜的时候。
In the great hymns that we sing in the past, there will be a few handful of songs that use the word majesty.
在以前，我们的圣诗当中很少有地方能够用到威严这个词。
But since the charismatic movement, there was an emphasis about worship of our great and awesome God.
在灵恩运动以后，在敬拜里边就开始有一些神所可畏的他的威严的工作。
And by 19th, in the late 70s. There was a song that came out very popular, Majesty, by Jack Hafer.
Jack Hafer, 但是在1970年代，他写了一首很有名的歌，他就这歌的名字就叫《威严》。
Now every third or fourth new song that comes up as a song of worship, it has the word Majesty.
现在赞美诗大概有四到五首里边，可能有一首就会用到这个词啊，威严。
It brings us close to that great, great God that we worship.
把我们带到这位很伟大、伟大的神的面前，当我们在敬拜他的时候。
So this is about people who have encountered the great Almighty God.
这是讲的是普通的人来到一位很伟大的神的面前。
They are people who have seen Him, not literally, physically.But have felt his presence.
这些人他们来到神的面前，不是亲眼看到，而是说他们感受到神的同在。
Exodus 15, Who is like you in majesty and in holiness?
出埃及记十五章他说，众神之中谁能像你
？God was beyond comparison.
上帝是没有可比的。
He was clothed in terrible majesty, and yet his majesty is terrible. It says.
说他是他这个威严是用很尊荣用很可怕的外衣来包裹。
How can that be?
怎么会这样呢
？And we see that when Moses went up to the mountain Sinai, he asked God, "Can I look at you and behold you?"
我们想到当时摩西上了西乃山的时候，他问上帝说：“我能够看到你吗
？”But God replied.That no man can see and live, can see me and live.
但神说没有一个人能够看到我的面，而且还可以生存下去的。
God is too holy, glorious.
神，他太他是太圣洁，而且是太荣耀。
We cannot behold him physically.
我们没有办法用肉眼来看到他。
So Moses had to be hidden from the glory and the splendor and the glory of God.
所以摩西必须要躲藏他这个威严的荣美。
So God protected Moses from himself.
其实上帝其实是在要保护摩西。
He heard God's voice and he also felt God's glory.
所以摩西藏在石头后边的时候，他听到神的声音，他也是感受到神的同在。
And there he saw the terrible majesty of God.
这地方他就看到一个很可畏的神的威严在那里。
It was not just one man's dream or vision or experience.
不是一个人的在梦想或者他的意向或者他的经历。
It was an experience of the people of God, Israel, down by the mountainside.
这不是一个人的经历，而是说是整个一个民族的经历，他们在山下。
So whenever a religious Jew talks about that mountain experience, the Sinai experience, he would say that we were there.
所以说到今天当一个很虔诚的犹太人他讲到在西乃山的经历的时候他就会说我们当时在哪里
That experience was so vivid that they could never forget.
这个经历真是很形象他们永远不会忘记。
And many years later, as the Psalms were written, as the prophets prophesied, the reference to the glory of God, His majesty, usually referred to this Sinaitic.Experience.
所以多少年以后，当诗篇在记载到神的威严，或者是先知在描绘到神的威严的时候，一般来说都是在描绘那一次在西乃山下的经历。
Experience of God.
经历神。
That is an artist expression, expression of the mountain in Sinai.
这是一位画家他重现当时西乃山的情景。
And that was another presence of God felt by the people.
这个也是当时神人对感受到神的同在在会幕。
And this is where they speak. They could not have enough words to express God's greatness.
他们没有足够的语言词汇能够描绘到神。
They had all the vocabulary they needed to hail and address kings.And emperors.
他们有很多其他的词汇可以来描绘地上的君王。
But to God, it was the only thing they could refer to was the heavens.
但对于上帝，他们只能是用天来描绘。
How majestic is your name? You have set your glory above the heavens.
你的名在全地何其的美。
Really? Is this what the glory of God is?
啊，你的荣耀高过天，这个确实是上帝的荣耀吗？
It's amazing because actually when the heavens declare God's glory in Psalm 8, Psalm 19, Psalm 104, Psalm 145, it seems that God does not need us to glorify him.
其实在诗篇里面很多地方都讲是诸天是诉说他的荣耀，上帝不需要我们去描绘他的荣耀。
He has made creation to glorify him.
他所造的一切都是荣耀他的。
Who are we that we should glorify him?
我们算什么我们能够去荣耀他呢？
And that is what the amazement of the psalmist who wrote Psalm chapter 8.
这是为什么这个诗篇第八篇所描绘的是不可思议的。
We think of the stars, the planets,
很多恒星、行星
and the asteroids, and especially this one.
还有一些小行星，还有这样的一个情景。
This is a National Geographical magazine presentation. I hope you don't mind going back to middle school.
这个是美国地理杂志他们一个所描绘的。
Where are we?
我们在哪里呢？
We are somewhere here. Our Earth is going around our sun.
我们就在下边这个地球绕着太阳在旋转的地方。
With the other planets and asteroids that go around this.
其他的行星和一些小行星都在那里。
We call it the solar system.
我们叫这个叫太阳系。
And in this solar system, we have neighbors like these all over.
太阳系边上还有其他的一些恒星系。
And in our neighborhood, we are but a dot somewhere here in the Milky Way, the galaxy Milky Way.
所以我们作为这些星系，只能是在银河系的下面的一个很小的一个小点。
Please forgive me, I'm not speaking as a scientist.
我不是一位科学家，所以说请你原谅。
This is layman's knowledge.
这个是一般人的理解。
In fact, middle school people will be able to understand this.
可能是初中的水平而已。
But we can see the enormity and the vastness and the immensity of space.
我们可以看到这个很大很大浩瀚的宇宙。
And here we find in our galaxy of more than 400 billion stars, asteroids, dust particles. Going around.
所以在我们这个银河星系，我们星系里边大概有40亿的不同的恒星和小行星。
One scientist said, if we compared and wrote a map, roadmap, and this to be equal the size of the United States, then our solar system would fit into a small coffee cup.
就是说，假如说我们把这个银河星系把它比成是美国地图的话。那么我们这个太阳系就只是像一个咖啡杯那么大。
So we are in that coffee cup.
我们现在就在咖啡杯子里面。
Even in the coffee cup, we don't know where the Earth is.
在这个咖啡杯里面，我们都不知道我们地球在哪里。
Now there are galaxies like this, as big as this, maybe bigger. We are somewhere here, and there are others like this.
宇宙里面有很多像银河系那么大，所以有些星系比银河系更大。
And then this group of galaxies.But a dot here, only a dot.
所以这个星云到了那个大的宇宙里边，只是一个小点而已。
And a whole group of galaxies somewhere a dot here in the known universe.
所以这些星系的群体在整个宇宙里边又只是一个小点点而已。
And now the scientists are telling us there's a possibility there are more universes.
现在科学家说，其实我们有可能有很多很多的宇宙。
Even they don't know much about universe. They are mystified.
他们也不知道，他们也是很奇妙。
Now the reason why I brought this is, we are somewhere down here, and I want to ask you, where are you in that map?
我们太阳系在那个下面，我要问你一下，你们在这张图上面在哪里？
That also another question. Where is my problems in that map?
我再问一下，我的问题在这张地图上在哪里
？Where are my dreams, my ambitions, my achievements on that map?
所以我的梦想，我的成就在哪里
？By the way, can I help God to build this creation?
我能不能够帮助神来建造这一些
Can we get together with all our knowledge, with all that we've learned from the past history, and help God to make at least one planet?
凭着我们所学到的，我们在很多历史上所积累的经验，我们能够帮，能不能帮上帝能够建造一个行星？
Or we may ask all the religious people.
或者我们可以问所有的虔诚的人。
Come together to pray. God, the planets, Saturn has too many moons. We want one moon less. Please do it so.
所以我们说，这个行星 Saturn 有边上有太多的卫星，是不是可以把一些卫星除掉？
We had no part in it.
我们插不上手。
We cannot do anything about that great creation.
为上帝的创造，我们真的是没有办法去改变。
And the Bible tells us it was created by God with a word.
圣经说这个整个所有的创造是神用他嘴里说出话创造出来的。
He planned it, he designed it, he maintains it.
他设计的出来的，而且是他自己也是维护的。
And maybe one day science and many of us who may be involved in space programs may be able to destroy at least one satellite or one star, or maybe something that streaks across the sky that is a threat to the Earth.
也许在将来，科学家或者是其他的人，他有这个能力可以摧毁一个卫星或者是一个从我们身边走过的一个小行星。
So when we consider this great vastness and the immensity of space and God's creation, we ask ourselves, like the psalmist, who am I that God is interested in me?
当我们看到这些宇宙浩瀚的空间的时候，我们就会想到说我真的是谁呢？神会眷顾我们。
If the one who created all this creation is my God,
假如建造这一切宇宙的那一位是我自己的神。
If he has a plan and a program for me,
假如他有为我设定了一个计划。
We might call it His will.
我们可以叫说这是他的旨意。
I want to be in that will.
我要在他的旨意里面。
I want to be in His purpose.
我在他的目的里面。
Actually, we should have no choice.
其实我们没有这种选择。
We should naturally and automatically commit ourselves to Him.
我们应该是很自然的就把我们自己能够奉献给他。
That's what the amazing part.
这个是很奇妙的事情。
We are but a dust, a small point here somewhere.
我们只是在整个这个图上的一粒尘土而已。
And God pours His attention and His love to that small little planet called Earth.
他把上帝把他所有的精力、所有的注意力来放在这么一个很小的地方，就是地球上面。
And when we worship Him, we talk to Him as the great Creator.Of the universe.
当我们敬拜他的时候，当我们在谈论他的时候，我们说他是整个宇宙的创造者。
And he's willing to give us a choice to believe him, obey him, or not.
但是他愿意给我们一个选择，我们要不要去信他，要不要去顺从他。
Is that possible?
这可能吗？
Because when we think of emperors and kings, they were ruthless in obedience, in loyalty.
当我们想到地上的君王的时候，他们真的是讲到这个一个人是不是顺从的时候，他们其实是很残忍的。
Any question of doubt and rebellion and change of ideas, they people risk their lives.
假如有人他有一些疑惑或者是不顺从的话，也许你是会掉脑袋的。
But somehow God does not treat us that way.
但是上帝不是这样对待我们。
But when the apostles found out the greatness of God, they called themselves what? Servants of God.
当使徒发现他们所侍奉的这一位是伟大的神的时候，他们自己就说他们自己是仆人。
But the actual word servant is not strong enough.
但实际上仆人这个字呢，在是其实不是太强烈的。
Because the idea of servant is.You punch your card in, the amount of work you do, you're paid for it.
所以仆人只是说你到时候你把你记你的终点，到时候就你有报酬。
But when we ask God to be our Lord and King, actually, the Apostle Paul realized that they were not servants, but they were slaves.
但是当我们在服侍我们的主、我们的神的时候，这些啊使徒让他们意识到，他们不是仆人，他们其实是奴隶。
They use the word doulos.
他们用的这个字叫 doulos,
which means slave, not servant.
意思其实就是奴隶，而不是仆人。
I'm sorry, I disagree with many of the Bible versions in English.
啊、我其实不同意英文里边的这个字，就是用这个字。
But in other languages, the word doulos has been literally translated, even in Chinese, as slave.
在其他的语言的圣经里边 ，doulos 这个词是很准确的被翻译成为。奴隶，包括中文。
A privileged slave
是有这个权有地位的啊，这个奴隶。
Slave of the great and mighty creator of the universe
是一个伟大的，而且是全能的上帝创造的奴隶。
And when I do His will and it pleases Him, He can move all this heaven and earth.
当我遵循他的旨意，而且是我是顺服在他的旨意下面的话，这位上帝。是真的是可以啊，改天换地。
He can change the process of history.
他可以把历史的过程都可以改变。
He can change the destiny of nations.
他可以改变那个国家的命运。
And he can change me, my heart, my life.
他可以改变我自己，我的心，我的生命。
And I think that is what the apostles meant by Paul, Peter, and Jude when they write, "Servant of the Lord, slave of the Lord."
我相信这是为什么使徒。保罗或彼得他们在讲他们是主的仆人的时候，他们所有的心情。
So when we consider our theme anywhere, wherever, and whatever, and so forth.
当看到我们在看到今年年会的这个主题，无论何时何地的时候
，It's the words that is reflected by what Jesus said, "Not my will, but Thy will be done."
这些是其实是在主耶稣所说的，不是我的意思，而是您的意思。
Lord, I'm but a slave. Your will be done.
主啊，我只是一个奴隶，你的旨意成全。
You can disturb anything that I've planned, my dreams, my ambitions, my accomplishments. You can shatter all that, but do your will in my life.
你可以拆散我任何的梦想、我的计划和我的作为，但是你的旨意需要成全。
Then indeed he'll be Lord and King of my life.
这样他才是我的主，我的王。
And the greatest privilege of a slave is when they inherit the master's possessions and power and glory.
作为一个奴隶，他最大的荣幸，是因为他可以真是可以接纳，可以承受他主人的财产，他主人的荣耀。
And in the history of slaves, we have found that even slaves like Daniel can be a governor of a big and vast nation.
在历史上，我们看到像但以理这样一个奴隶，他其实也可以成为一个国家的高官。
Not just one emperor, but four.
不仅仅是一个皇帝，而是四个皇帝。
God could put them in those positions.
上帝可以把他们放在这么很重要的地位上。
God would change history.God could change history, and God could change heaven and earth to put His will into place.
神他可以改变历史，他可以改变天和地，来成全他自己的旨意。
He only wants us to believe and obey Him.
他只是要我们去相信他，而且是顺服他。
Are you a slave of Christ?
你是基督的仆人，你是基督的奴隶吗
？Does He have any right in your life?
他在你的生命当中有任何权柄吗
？If you are, then you have no questions to ask him.
假如你是他的奴隶，你就没有任何问题可以问他。
All our questions dissolve when we see God as the Creator.
所以我们的问题，当我们看到这张图的时候，我们知道上帝是一位创造者的时候，我们的问题就不是问题了。
Lord, it is your will, not mine. You know best.
主啊，是你的旨意，不是我的旨意。你一切都了解。
I did not choose to be a man.
我没有选择做一个人。
I did not choose to be anybody else.
我没有选择做任何一个人。
I did not choose the color of my skin.
我没有选择我的肤色。
But you had designed it, Lord.
你设计了这一切。
For a purpose, and that is to glorify you.
有一个宗旨，就是要荣耀你自己。
All creation was designed for God's glory.
所有的创造都是为了要荣耀神。
And this great God, the Creator, the immense one, he also wants to communicate his love to his creation.
这位伟大的神，这位创造者，啊，他是要和我他所造之物要有之间的连接。
As his love overwhelms us, we are able to express this love to other people.
当他的爱充满了我们的时候，我们就可以让他这个爱可以去分享到其他人身上。
Not just to our own family members or my own people, but
不仅仅是我们自己的家庭啊，或者是我们的朋友。
But people who may not deserve.
这也包括那些不值得爱的人。
People who are beyond whom we might call barbarians even.
或者是说一些很野蛮的人。
They deserve God's love.
他们也值得神的爱。
And I am, if I am chosen to go to those places, I will go.
所以假如神选择我去到那些地方去的时候，我一定会去。
And the amazing thing is, when I go, God provides all my needs.
奇妙的是，当我决定去的时候，上帝把我一切的需要都准备好。
He has all the resources of heaven and earth.
所以天和地所有的资源，他都为我准备好了。
Not from the worldly point of view of material needs.
并不是说从属世的说一些物质上的需要。
But to bring a spiritual need, a spiritual life, spiritual revival.
而且是达到我们属灵的复兴。
And this is the great God we worship.
这是我们所敬拜的一位伟大的神。
What kind of God do you worship?
你敬拜那位神是什么样的？
Can you manipulate him the way because of your wants and desires?
你能够因为你自己的需求，你自己的渴望，能够改变他吗？
Or do you just have a blueprint for your life, God bless it, but don't disturb my plans.
或者说你有自己的蓝图，你希望上帝来祝福这个蓝图，但是不做任何的改动吗？
What kind of God is he? Am I a slave? Is he the Lord? Is he the King?
这是一位什么样的神呢？我真的是他的奴隶吗？他真的是我的主吗？是我的王吗？
Today we worship this great God, the King of heavens.
今天我们来敬拜这一位伟大的神啊，是天的主。
He is present with us today.
他今天和我们同在。
Before him, all mankind bows down.
在他的面前，所有的人都要低头。
And we are to worship him in adoration.
我们要敬畏的心来敬拜他。
We are to be amazed at his wonder.Of his person.
我们为他奇妙的他的同在，我们要敬畏他。
I like the way Robert Schuller ends some of his messages.
我喜欢 Robert Schuller 这一位他在讲道之后的一些总结。
He said, "All God's people say, and usually the congregation will respond as Amen."
他会说所有神的人都说，然后在下面的会众都说 Amen.
And this time they don't say Amen. What did they say? They say Wow.
这时候他会说不说 Amen， 他说 Wow。
Wow meaning they're surprised with a big Wow, by the way, not a small Wow, Wow, Wow.
是一个大的 Wow， 说明他们很惊讶。
Because God is so great, so immense.
因为上帝那么伟大，那么浩大。
He's so distant and so far away, and yet so close.
他那么远，但是离我们又那么近。
So powerful, and yet so willing to come and help us.
他那么有能力，但是他那么愿意来帮助我们。
So glorious that we cannot see, and yet we can feel his presence.
他满有荣光，但是我们可以意识到他的同在。
And as his eternal attributes go, he is eternal.
按照他的永存的属性来说，他就是永存的。
Therefore, his attributes are also eternal.
所以他的很多的属性也是永存的。
He is merciful eternally.
他的怜悯是永远的。
He is gracious eternally.
他的恩慈是永远的。
His love is eternal.
他的爱也是永存的。
That is the kind of God we worship.
这是我们所敬拜的神。
And it is for us to experience and know little by little how great this God is.
这是需要我们一点一点去经历他是怎么样一位伟大的神。
How much do you know of your God today?
你今天知道你的神有多少？
Not that I'm super spiritual,
并不是说我非常的属灵
but I'm learning that too.
我也在学习当中
and I'm excited about it.
我很兴奋
and that is the reason why I have been able to survive so long in the mission field.
这是为什么我在宣教工厂能够那么长时间
I am his created being.
我是他所造之物。
And everything depends, I depend on him.
我的一切都在他里面。
He is measureless, infinite, so is his plan, his loving plan for each one of us.
他是没有办法去测量的，他是永远的，所有的计划都是在我们意料之外的。
So it is for his plan for those, even those who don't believe in him at the present.
就他的计划，虽然我们现在没有办法去相信。
And he has given me the greatest privilege to represent him and call me an ambassador.
他给我一个很大的荣幸，让我这个权柄，让我能够成为他的使者。
You and I are called to be ambassadors anywhere and everywhere.
你和我们都是他的使者，不管在什么时候、什么地方。
And we are to represent this great, glorious, majestic God that we have.
我们都要去代表这位伟大的。这位威严的，这位有荣光的上帝。
Yes, Lord, not my will, but thy will be done.
不是我的旨意，你的旨意要成全。
He is my Lord and my King.
他是我的主，他是我的王。
You have set your glory above the heavens, O Lord.
你把这个全地的这个荣光都放在这里。
And all the earth will praise you.
全地都要敬拜你。
Let us pray.
让我们来祷告。
Almighty, loving Heavenly Father.
伟大的爱的主。
We praise you that in your name we can meet together here.
我们赞美你，因为你的名，我们可以在一起。
We praise you and worship you as we know best.
我们赞美你，我们敬拜你，这是我们所。
From the depth of our hearts, Lord, we glorify your holy name.
从我们的内心深处，我们要颂赞你的圣名。
Along with the psalmist, we say, "How majestic is your name, O Lord!"
就像诗篇的作者是说，你的名何其的威严。
You who have the glory and power.
你有荣光，有能力。
Who can move the destiny of nations?
可以改变万国的命运。
Who can change the world.
可以改变世界。
We worship you.
我们敬拜你。
We commit our lives to you.
我们把我们的生命交给你。
And during this missions conference, Lord, we tell you that we will do what you want us to do.
在这一次宣教年会上，我们对您说，你请你的旨意在我们身上成全。
We realize so many people who have not known you.
我们想到很多的人还不认识你。
Yet it is your desire that they should know you.
但是你的旨意是让他们都认识你。
Thank you, Lord, for paving the way for us so that we may be able to communicate your great love.
谢谢你为我们开路，让我们可以让更多人能够感受你的大爱。
And again, Lord, we want to commit our lives and offer ourselves again and again to you.
主啊，让我们再一次的把我们的生命奉献给你，再一次的，一次一次的。
To do your great and divine will and purpose.
来实现你自己的伟大的，而且是神圣的旨意在我们身上。
Thank you, Lord, for calling us.
谢谢主，谢谢你的呼召。
Calling us as a church.
呼召这么一个教会。
To worship you and also to obey you and to serve you.
来敬拜你，来顺服你，来服侍你。
We pray in Jesus' name.
奉耶稣的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.